This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After the bodies of six slain Israeli hostages were found in a tunnel in southern Gaza, Israelis reacted with shock and anger, blaming the Israeli government for not reaching a ceasefire deal with Hamas. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA.
In mass demonstrations around the country, protesters say the government is sabotaging a hostage release deal in favor of maintaining a military presence along the Gaza-Egypt border. This policy decision was confirmed by government cabinet ministers a few days ago. And according to Israeli press reports, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged that their decision likely meant the collapse of negotiations over a hostage deal. But after the killing of the six hostages, Netanyahu blamed Hamas for the lack of any hostage deal. He said that anyone who murders hostages does not want a deal. Linda Gradstein for VOA News. Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, Palestinian health authorities and the United Nations agencies have begun a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip, hoping to prevent an outbreak in the territory. Dozens of people, including children, were injured on Sunday after Russian missiles struck a shopping mall and events complex in Ukraine's northern city of Kharkiv. Reuters, Sheropinya.
Rescuers helped this man on Sunday in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, who, despite surviving a missile attack on an events hall, insists he's fine. More than 10 missiles were fired at a number of locations in Kharkiv, according to the regional governor. Video from social media appears to show one of those strikes. Officials said dozens of people were hurt, including children. For its part, Ukraine has stepped up its own attacks on Russian infrastructure. While Moscow denies targeting civilians, its drone and missile barrages have killed thousands of them since the conflict began in February 2022.
Reuters, share opinion. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands in Mexico cheered for the president's proposed judicial reforms as protesters rejected them. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Supporters of President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador crowded around him as he began his last month in power by calling again for support of his judicial reform plan after 6 years in office. Lopez demanded a show of hands on Sunday in a symbolic vote on one of his most criticized initiatives, the proposed judicial reform plan that opponents warned would weaken democratic checks and balances. A sea of hands rose in favor of one proposal, having judges elected by popular vote. Opponents have warned such a change could lead to politically biased judges with limited experience. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Meanwhile, U.S. immigration policy has shifted the migrant landscape at Mexico City. Far from the shared border, the teeming capital that was merely a transit point for some migrants has now become a temporary destination. Here, migrants have increasingly established informal settlements over the past year where they wait to receive U.S. asylum appointments from the relative security of the capital. The Alternative for Germany, or AfD, was on track to become the first far-right party to win a regional election in Germany since World War II. Projections showing giving it unprecedented power, even as other parties aim to exclude it from office. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
The party was set to win 33.2% of the vote in the state of Thuringia, according to projections from broadcaster ZDF, which could potentially allow the AfD to block decisions requiring a two-thirds majority, such as the appointment of judges. Celebrations were not open to the media, but were broadcast on the party's YouTube channel. I think the mood is very clear. People want change, said Bjorn Höcke, who leads the AfD in the state. He's the party's most extreme and controversial figure.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Pope Francis is making the longest, farthest, the most challenging trip of his pontificate when he goes to Asia and Oceania this week. He's clocking 32,814 kilometers by air during his September 2nd through 13th visit to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. And that far surpasses any of his previous 44 trips and notches one of the longest papal trips ever in terms of days on the road and distances traveled. That's no small feat for a pope who turns 88 in December, uses a wheelchair, and lost part of a lung to a respiratory infection as a young man. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.